each week here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. Now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Hello and good morning to you. Thank you for inviting me in your homes on this beautiful Sunday morning that we might come together to worship and magnify the Lord. Well, let's get our broadcast started today by doing this song here. San Goodman does this song. I think it's a beautiful song called The Sweet Song.
Your presence, dear Lord, is all that I need to follow your footsteps wherever day after day, my soul longs to be led by your Spirit and caught up in thee. You are my joy.
Song, you are my hiding place. Well, we're so glad today that you have tuned our way, and we trust today we have a blessing for you. And we always find ourselves apologizing for some mistakes that we don't make. We did have a different tape there at the studio last week, but for some reason the wrong tape was played. But anyhow, I trust that you enjoyed it and you enjoy each broadcast. So today, let's just enjoy the presence of God with one another. Well, let's do this song for you right here. I think this is a beautiful song. It's got a great meaning. It said, there is a miracle on the other side of the mountain.
With little understanding, not a word to speak, Father led his favorite son toward a mountain peak. Each step would bring them near the place where the sacrifice would burn. But just before the lad would die, Father Abraham will learn there's a miracle on the other side of the mountain. step by step it climbs to meet you at the highest point of faith, where hope unites with promise, mercy makes a way. There's a miracle on the other side today. For no apparent reason, a lamb begins to climb along a rocky mountainside, some greener grass to find. How could he know that he'd become the answer on his way? Isaac would not have to die, he would live to say, there's a miracle on the other side of the mountain. Step by step it climbs to meet you at the highest point of faith, where hope unites with promise, mercy makes a way. There's a miracle on the other side today. Walk on a little farther, no matter how you feel, you'll never know what's lying up ahead. Oh, there's a miracle on the other side of the mountain. Step by step it climbs to meet you at the highest point of faith, where hope unites with promise, mercy makes a way. There's a miracle on the other side today, where hope unites with promise and mercy makes a way. There's a miracle on the other side today.
Yes, there is a miracle on the other side today, and we trust today that if you need that miracle, God is still the miracle-working God. I trust today that you're well. If not, we'll be praying for you. We have a lot of people in our audience that we don't see every day, but we know there is a lot of problems. We were over at Mount Horeb the other last couple of nights in revival, and up at Wayside with my good friend Terry Utterback and his people up that away, and we enjoyed the presence of the Lord there. And my, we've just had a busy spring and getting into our ministry. So we appreciate you, and we're so glad that we're able to bring the songs into your heart and life. Well, let's do this song for you right here. This is a beautiful song. Got a great meaning. It says, tears will stop just this side of heaven.
Tears will stop just this side of heaven. He said he'd wipe every tear from her eyes. Tears will stop just this side of heaven, and there'll be no more sorrow inside. Broken lives, broken hearts, filled with sorrow and pain, tears of grief that a smile cannot hide. Don't despair, Jesus cares, there's a better life to come. When we cross over Jordan's tide, tears will stop just this side of heaven. City white, every tear from her eyes. Tears will stop just this side of heaven, and there'll be no more sorrow inside. Peace and joy will be there
has promised in His Word, in His presence we will ever abide. Sorrows pass, home at last, all of life is made new. In the moment, in the twinkling of the eye, tears will stop, just this side of heaven. Instead he wiped every tear from her eyes. Tears will stop, just this side of heaven. And there'll be no more sorrow inside.
Yes, sir, tears will stop just this side of heaven. Well, we would like to tell you that we could certainly need your help. We're going to have to update the equipment again. And a lot of people don't understand it, but when you're doing radio in computer, you know, computers just don't hold up like everything, like the cassettes, the old cassettes we used to have. When you're doing it by computer and then putting everything into computer and running out your CDs and people that we're sending them out to and everything, sometimes they get a little old and slow, just like us. But anyhow, we're having to update, and I've been doing some pricing. We're going to have to raise about $1,500 to do the updating. But, you know, I know that we have people there in the radio audience that are listening. They enjoy the broadcast. Many of you are doing all you can do, and we certainly do appreciate that. Just keep on keeping on. That's what keeps us on the radio station. But I tell you that because we want you to pray. You know, the Bible said if any two will agree as touching any one thing, then it will be done. So if you agree with me, and I know that God will make a way where there seems to be no way, and we will be able to update the equipment. When you're running into $1,500 to bring in the new equipment, which will give us a better sound and be able to do more than what we're already doing, and you say, well, you're doing enough. Well, I don't think you can ever do too much for our Lord. Well, let's go right back now. If you can help us, we certainly would appreciate it. But if you can pray and just trust God with us, then that'll be good enough. All right? But I thank you anyhow. Well, maybe you're needing some help. Well, this song said, help is on the way.
Bible days, her last meal almost gone, but God sent the prophet just to make His word be known. He said, woman, now don't you worry, for God sent me today, and before you ever ask Him, help is on the way. Just hold on a little longer. Help is on the way. A brighter day is coming for those who believe and pray. Now help won't help tomorrow if you give up. Just hold on a little longer, help is on the way. Troubles of this old life comes by, burdens get you down. You think there's no one listening, and you think there's no one around. Just remember what His Word says, just to trust Him and obey. Keep your eyes toward the heaven, 'cause help is on the way. day is coming for those who believe and pray. Now help won't help tomorrow if you give up today. Just hold on a little longer. Help is on the way. Help won't help tomorrow if you give up today. Just hold on a little longer. Help is on the way.
Just hold on just a little bit tighter. Well, I want to talk to you just a little bit and encourage you. I sometimes when I'm doing a broadcast, we try to do what the people enjoy, but yet we try not to be people pleasers, don't get me wrong. We try to mind the Lord, but I know a lot of people like preaching, a lot of people like singing, but we like to make the broadcast interesting and enjoyable so that you will enjoy it. I've always said this, if I don't enjoy it, then you don't enjoy it. And the things I do, if I like them, I feel like you like them. And we try to do what God wants us to do. And this morning I just feel like that I need to talk and ask you just a plain, point-blank question. Why sink when you can swim? Now, have you ever thought about it? There's not too many things that I've ever seen that couldn't swim. I mean, you could throw them out in the water and somehow or another they always swim. Well, this morning, I want to take you to the master of problems and the master of trouble. And that was Job. According to the Bible, Job, I guess the most miserable man of the Bible, he faced more things in life than the ordinary person. He lost all that he had. He lost all his family, lost all the cattle. He lost about everything, and yet he said, though he slay me, yet I'm going to serve him. But in Job 23 and 10, here's what Job said, but he knoweth the way that I take, and when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Now, my friend, that's really confidence in God. That's really confidence in knowing that regardless of any circumstances and any situation, God is there. Just hold on to Jesus and ride out your storm, because that's what Job did. Job said, though he slay me, yet I'm going to serve him. And you know, he said, I don't care what's going to happen to me, I'm going to come forth as pure gold. You see, God's always working in your behalf. And in Psalms 18, listen to what David said. As for God, his ways are perfect. The word of the Lord is tried or has been proved. He is the buckler of all those that trust him. An elderly lady one time, a pastor went into her home and to read the scripture to her. He reached over, picked up her Bible, and in that Bible it had a big T and a big P. And he asked her, said, ma'am, what does that mean? And she said, well, everywhere you see the T, that means it's been tested. And everywhere you see the P, that means it's been proved. And my friend, there's a Bible said that we're foreseeing that we are compassed about with such a great cloud of witnesses. There are other people that's come our way. Then there's other people that's gone our way and other people that trusted and depended upon the Lord. When you stop to think about it, who else can you depend upon? Who else can be a friend like Jesus? Who else can be the trouble solver in the time of all your pain and the trouble of all your heartache? You know, I make a statement so many times, and I think it would be good for you to remember this, that my problem and my warfare is not to defeat the devil. My warfare and my trouble is to believe that he's already been defeated. And many times I have trouble with that. I struggle with that. But I just turn it over to the Lord. After all, I take my burdens to the Lord and I just leave them there. He'll take care of them. You say, well, preacher, you mean you never worry? No. Don't let anybody tell you that we don't never worry. We have concerns. We have worries. We have problems. We have troubles. We have heartaches in our life. But Jesus Christ is the problem solver. So he said in Psalms 31 and 15,
My time are at the end. My times are in thy hands. You know, a lot of things, God allows things to work in our life, not that he's tempting us, but that he's testing us. Maybe he's getting us ready for a bigger battle. I believe that when David went up against the giant, you know, out there in the wilderness, and David slew Goliath there in the desert, he was only getting David ready for a bigger giant. There's a bigger giant ahead, because David is going to become a great leader of a lot of people and going to have to make a lot of great decisions. And he said, my times are in thy hands. And he believed that God worked every day, every second, and every moment for the good of the Lord in his life. We had a Sunday school teacher said last week something that really hit home with me. She made the statement, Lucinda Presley made the statement, that our minds and our hearts belong to us. And it's up to us to set our heart and our mind toward God. So our times are in his hands. In Psalms 91 and 1 and 2, hey, by the way, this is my favorite Psalms of the Bible. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. You know, we're living in a country today when they forgot how to trust in God. Many years ago, they wrote it on our money due to the fact that they wanted to become a God-fearing nation, and they wanted people to know that our trust was in God. They songs were wrote, America the Beautiful and God Bless America, and we put one nation under God. The Ten Commandments were the commandments of the people who followed after God. But our nation have lost some morality. There no longer there's any morals in our country. Seem like we're getting farther and farther away from God, and yet we still say we trust in God. My friend, we're not really trusting in God. We're trusting in the almighty dollar. Greed has taken over the heart and the minds of people. Our hearts are no longer seeking after God. Our minds are no longer seeking after God. We are seeking for the things that comfort and satisfy us.
Let this song minister to you this morning just before we leave the air.
He was there. He was there all.
had a man stand in our church just last Sunday night, and this gentleman had been battling cancer. He's had a problem with his eyes, and he's just had a whole lot of problems, and he said, I want to sing my favorite song, and he hadn't sang for a long time in the church due to the fact he's had a lot of problems, but he said, I feel like testifying and also singing this song. And he got up and he began to tell about what God had done for him. And God has touched his body, touched his cancer, touched his eyes. And he said it was because he was there all the time. And maybe you're going through a lot of difficult times. Always remember, the battle is not yours. It belongs to God. And the devil has already been defeated. All you need to do is believe that God is greater than cancer. God is greater than any sin. God is greater than any force that could come against you. So you believe in God, because I've always said it, and I'll continue to say it. If he be for you, there's no power that can stand against you. Father, we're praying for our unseen audience. We're praying for the sick. We're praying for the lost. We're praying for the shut-in, that you will touch, mend their hearts, and give them hope and courage that there is something truly they can believe in. Well, neighbor, we do want you to pray. We want you to pray. We are going to have to update some of our equipment, and it's getting old and slow on us, as I've already spoken. So, and it looks like we'll be running around $1,500, but my, that's not much for God. He's got the cattle on 1,000 hills, but you pray and you trust God with me. You see, if we agree together, then God will work the miracle in our life. But we love you. We appreciate you, and you be good. And I know that God's going to bless you until we meet again this same time next Sunday morning. Goodbye. Be good, and may God bless you and yours is my humble prayer.
What a find, what a priceless treasure. Oh, friend, like a rare piece of gold, my old friend, make it great to grow. Oh, friend, through it all I will hold.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC 80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.